Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealer. We're having a contest today about how long my voice is going to last. Anyway, today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and my voice is just fine.
Yes,
yeah, you know, there's some people that just, you know, let the least little thing get in their way.
Oh, yeah. Walk a mile in my shoes last weekend, man.
Folks, this is Bill Olson. We got a treat for you today, in spite of Harold being under the weather. I really would like to be in a separate sound room,
right.
You know, but but anyway, we will overcome that as well. Long time outdoor saltwater writer Mark Sosin had the long running Mark Sosin Saltwater Journal television show that was awesome, that today's shows are still compared. And I'm proud to say that Mark has been for a long time now a contributor to Texas Outdoors Journal, providing his words of wisdom. We're going to visit with Mark and visit with him about saltwater fishing. We're also going to pick his brain a little bit about some of the places he has fished around the world. And, you know, what was his favorite? What were the biggest surprises, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, different baits that he used, you know, here in the United States compared to that. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So we're going to have a good time with Mark. We've got some news headed your way. So if you would, stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your App Store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson almost flying solo. I've got a, you know, my sidekick's got a clipped wing, you know.
Well, better than it was. As you know, I spent all of the happy holiday weekend fighting a fever.
Yeah.
Don't know why I had the fever. Doesn't really matter. You know, it's dizzy and fever and taking a lot of Tylenol and a lot of water. And then beat the fever, and it's like gone all into some kind of sinus thing. So.
Well, this too shall pass. You
it
know,
shall,
hope you get the feeling
better. Yeah, it better.
Tell you what, hot weather has settled in over the Lone Star State. That's nothing new. Just finished the deadline for the August issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, and you know,
that's why you're so pleasant. Let's bring that up.
Yes,
and it happens on a holiday weekend.
Oh, it right? always does. It's just crazy. And you know, God bless the team that puts the stories together for us. You know, everybody did a good job. They got their stuff in early. They knew what was going on. But when we deal with other folks within the industry,
sure.
or their ad agencies, it's like, oh, it's a holiday. We're gone. You know,
and print. I can say this, print's a bitch. I mean, it really is dealing with it. I mean, you constantly, somewhat in the magazine and blah, blah, things I've done in the past, but it's just sometimes you get to doing things and you do it and you look at it and you do it and you look at it and then you go, okay, it's fine, and it still isn't. You wind up kind of like looking through it at a certain point.
Forest for the trees, you know, that type of deal.
Yeah, and then you get ready to publish and you go,
yes. Yeah, on final proofing, that's always lots of fun to see what we thought we had already covered and then had last minute correct. Plus, we are the slaves of timelines that are beyond our control.
Mm-hmm.
Got to meet the print schedule for a delivery schedule to be to the wholesalers to go on the newsstands and to get our subscribers the first look before it hits the newsstand. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But there is more going on in the outdoor world besides knowing that the next issue of Texas Outdoors Journal is now in the printer's hands on its way. And instant background check. In light of what happens every week, every week with our government, no wonder people continue to buy firearms.
I appreciate it because my fever finally broke, I realized that we're still having people run for office. It just, like, it hasn't ended.
It's beyond me why some people continue to support some people that they do.
Oh, indeed.
You know, it's just nuts. But the June 2016 National Instant Criminal Background Check numbers are in. And it's an increase of 28.6% compared to June 2015. For comparison's sake, if you looked at the unadjusted numbers, it actually is a 39.8% increase.
I wonder why.
People can, Any ideas?
And that's just concerned citizens.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
absolutely. Here in the Lone Star State, chronic wasting disease is something that we used to think occurred elsewhere. Well, it now occurs here. Not only with a couple of years ago, the cases of some free-range mule deer out in West Texas, which you don't hear much out in West Texas these days, but in Medina County, there are 13 new cases of chronic wasting disease at a captive white-tailed deer breeding facility. And that occurred on June 29th.
Mm.
Texas Animal Health Commission and Texas Parks and Wildlife discovered these cases while conducting an epidemiology, there it is, on the quarantine facility after a 3.5-year-old captive white-tailed doe tested positive in April 2016. The initial positive doe was tested for CWD due to increased surveillance testing required by the facility based on the herd plan. And you know, it's nuts. They have gone through. They recognize it. They've done the testing. Now they continue to test. That whole herd is probably going to be put down.
Yeah.
Because they're not satisfied with the live deer test. But the other thing that gets me in, and this is talking to James Cole and my whitetail editor, Bob Zeglin, as well as others, is the prions. There have been cases where high-fenced facilities have been cleaned, left for several years, come back in and restocked. I mean, when I say clean, sterilized and all this, and the herd is reinfected some way after it's been given a bill of health.
Yeah.
There are more problems going to be associated with this than anyone is recognizing. And I just renewed my broker's license, real estate broker's license.
Right.
And for about a year now, I've been raising questions to title companies, other brokers and agents, and even in this course going on the title policy, when you buy a piece of property, if there is the disclosure aspect and there has been CWD, is that going to be noted?
Mm.
On high fence ranches, that have the high fences. We know that free-ranging deer come up and nuzzle.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Is there now going to be regulation for a secondary fence with a gap to keep free-ranging and high fence from nuzzling? This is a lot. How is it going to impact values of ranch lands in areas that have had an issue? If you have a high fence ranch that has CWD on it, are you going to be restricted to only stock it with exotics that are immune to CWD? And the other question is, will you be allowed to remove the high fence if you go, I don't want to put up with a high fence. I don't want the maintenance at all. Right. I just want to bring it down and have free-ranging animals back on the property like it once was. Is the state or anybody going to go, no. You have to continue to quarantine and control that environment that was affected. Lots and lots of questions, folks, that are going to be coming up. And we'll continue to monitor it. And as far as I know, I'm the only one raising these questions. And even when I talk to Texas Parks and Wildlife, that's a question that they really don't want to delve into and be very specific. Texas Game Wardens.
Yes.
Love those guys and gals.
Yes, we do.
You know, we talk about things that they do beyond just protecting our wild things. Well, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Wardens and the Menard County Sheriff, that's up kind of your way, isn't
close.
It?
Close, you betcha.
Yeah. Anyway, served an evidentiary search warrant on a ranch in eastern Menard County that was conducting an alleged illegal large-scale marijuana growing operation. How can that be alleged when you have approximately 40,000 marijuana plants worth millions of dollars that they found, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that was what the search warrant was for. Mm-hmm. We think you got it because, you know, we've seen it.
When the wind is in the right direction, it's just, yeah.
Well, that's what happens when they burn this stuff, you know.
Yowza.
You know. That's close to Austin, too. Nah, never mind. Picking on our friends over in Austin.
That's where the market is.
Why they're weird.
Yes. And they're going to stay that way.
That's right. That's right.
I got to bring this up.
Go ahead.
It's sad, too. How about those Olympics in Rio?
Ooh. Oh,
what a goof-off deal. I mean,
would you want to go?
No.
Yeah.
And this is something that, you know, they work so hard for to be able to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just hope our shooter friends have a lot of, bug repellent and stuff. But, I mean, the facilities aren't ready.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
You know, I mean, okay, now I'm here, but where do I go to the bathroom? Well, I'll go over there where everybody else goes. I mean, good grief in the water situations. And they're talking about, you know, the where they're going to be doing the boating and stuff. But then I didn't realize, and I don't know what category this stuff is. They're talking about this open water swimming. I don't know what the event is, but I certainly wouldn't dive in.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Don't they have caimans down there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Big nets.
There we go.
That they chew through.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I am so proud of the Dallas Safari Club. Can't stand it. Have been impressed with this organization. The last time I was on the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation board, they got tired of me talking about and using the Dallas Safari Club as a shining example.
Mm-hmm.
Small staff, great volunteers that step
indeed.
Up to put on their convention.
You bet.
But then a little over a year ago, found out from Ben Carter, that their executive director, that they are starting a chapter development program. And I went, wow, this thing is going to explode and take off even more. But Dallas Safari Club chapter, there were two, one up, I believe, in Vermont and one in Lubbock were the first two. Now you can add Austin is their third chapter. Congratulations to those folks that are initiating that. And we will continue to monitor what takes place with them. But besides the convention and expo, now more dollars are going to be raised for all that that organization does. And don't let the word safari scare you or make you look the other way if you go, I don't hunt in Africa. I don't hunt in Africa. But North American, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Game Wardens, Turkey, Elk, they support a lot of the other
conservation
groups. Oh,
yeah, just go
groups.
To their site,
yeah.
You know, and you'll see what they really do. Look at the good work.
Absolutely.
That's first, you bet.
For sure. All right, let's take our weekly check at the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. Can you lead us off? Are you okay?
I'm going to try. By the way, you may be doing all the talking, but at least there's someone listening. And that's me, so you know. Okay. Yes, okay. This is our favorite situation here. This is the on the wrong page.
The kids. Star Kids.
I know it is.
Wait a minute. You know what?
I'm having a hard time focusing.
Different printer.
Oh, there we go.
Sorted these out.
So it wasn't totally me.
No, it wasn't.
Right? Yes, you're right. Okay, here we go. Now I feel okay. Okay, yeah, the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These are kids 6 to 10 years old, and they're vying for $50,000 college scholarships. This is very, very important. Our flounder leader, 3-pound, 15-ouncer, is Noah Fong, who is 10. Sheep's Head, 8-pound, 12-ounce, Rylan Bashy, who is 7. Gaff Top, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Ashton Summerall, who is 8.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, $25,000 scholarships up for grabs. No change in the leaderboard. Dylan Balch still leads the Upper Coast, 7 pounds, 8 ounce. Jacob Guthman caught a 6-pound, 10 ounce to lead the Midcoast. And Mitch Lissy is our Lower Coast leader, 7 pounds, 9 ounce.
Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, 11, 17-year-old kids, $25,000 scholarships is what they're after. Flounder leader, 5-pound, 3-ounce, Cade Doogie, who is 16. Sheep's Head, 6-pound, 3-ounce, Ian Wells, who's 11. Gaff Top, new leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Jordan Sandow, 17.
You know, when we first teamed up, you gave me some great advice on broadcasting. You told me to smile,
yes.
And you can hear it in your voice. I don't hear your smile today. Voice inflection, you know, things just... I got to pick at you every now and then.
Get that low register going. Okay.
Howard Finch.
Yes, I knew Howard very well. The sermonette.
Yes, there you go. In the adult speckled trout division, Upper Coast leader remains Dean Hallwin, 9 pounds, 9 ounce. Midcoast leader Thad Reichert, 9 pounds, 1 ounce. And same weight for James Vaughn to lead the Lower Coast.
Let me try it down here. Kingfish, 62-pound, 13-ouncer Matthew Bronstein, new Dorado leader, 24. That's kind of sexy, actually. 24 pounds, 11 ounces. Still no ling, which is surprising.
That is surprising.
But last year, wasn't it the first one was such a giant fish it held up also?
Exactly. In the adult flounder division, Josh Delf leads 6 pounds, 5 ounce. Jerry Mills caught a 10-pound, 5-ounce sheep's head to lead that division. And Troy Summerall, the third, is our gaff top leader. 7 pounds, 8 ounce.
Surprisingly, Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division. This is the tagged redfish where you win a $100,000 package of F-150 boat, motor, trailer. Still only one certified winner, Jeff Myers, who's got a lot of friends. But so far, 4 tagged redfish have been caught, 1 winner certified, 3 weren't eligible for all kinds of silly reasons, and 1 was released.
Yeah, and surprised only 4 have been caught. It could be the high waters and higher tides we had. They were released. And the fish said, hey, we're going to kind of ride this on out of here.
And we assure you, friends, they have dropped these redfish where you fish. They want you to catch them.
They do.
And if you're going to go out on the Gulf at all, just sign up. Anywhere you get your licenses, you can sign up for it. Certainly the CCA Star Tournament, because that's a great insurance policy.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to see if Harold's been on or off the road, maybe. Plus, we've got the Outdoor Report headed your way.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, cause it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Here's to the winners in the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask David Hill.
I have 20,000 good reasons to say yay CCA.
Or Maritza Martinez, Lakin Bellinger, and Adair Bates.
We won $50,000 scholarships.
Girl power!
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credits, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Rio Ammunition, LV Building Products, Huff Power Polaris. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Shriners Hospitals for Children offers life-changing care to any child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. When you donate to Shriners Hospitals for Children, you send more than money. You send your love to the rescue. I should know. My name is Carrie Holmstrom, and without your donations, I might not be walking today. Change the life of a child and make a donation to Shriners Hospitals for Children. Call 1-800-241-GIFT. That's 1-800-241-4438. And send your love to the rescue now.
Hey, we're back with Texas Outdoor News, and to answer the question, is Harold on or off? He's off today.
Yeah, I'm off. I don't think I'd even get down to the brakes.
Right. All right, so we're going to just go right to the outdoor report, and heading to South Texas, where Cleta Creek, 99 degrees at the hot water discharge, 88 degrees in the main lake. Black bass to 6 pounds have been caught on chartreuse soft plastics and crankbaits in water 8 to 10 feet deep. Choke Canyon Reservoir continues a slow rise. It's only about 21.5 feet low. Picked up a few feet. Channel and blue catfish are the best bite, and it's good on shrimp and night crawlers. Amistad Reservoir picked up a little water. Channel and blue catfish on live perch has been the best option there. Falcon, black bass are good on crankbaits off points. Crappie are good on live minnows over rock piles. Too Late Brownwood, where that lake is now stabilized. Black bass fishing good on red and watermelon topwaters. Grande bass, rattlesnakes, bass hog jigs, and perch color crankbaits in 4 to 6 feet of water. Crappie are good on white little fishies. And give you a tip on that lake, look at the boat docks. And if you can shoot, you know, a little jig underneath, back in the depths, you're going to catch some fish. How about East Texas? Can you do that?
I'm ready. See, I'm smiling now. On Lake Conroe, black bass are good on dark spinner baits and small rattle traps. Catfish are good on shrimp and chicken livers. Fork, white and yellow bass are slow on minnows and slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on football jigs and Carolina rig worms. White bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Livingston, black bass are good on spinnerbaits, lipless crankbaits. White bass are good on slabs, troll tubes, and pet spoons. Blue cats are good on shad. Lake Sam, white bass are good on minnows and small spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles in 20 to 25 feet. Brim are good on night crawlers. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse soft plastic worms and small crankbaits. White bass are good on spoons and little fishies. Channel and blue cats are good on trot lines baited with live bait and stinky bait in 20 to 30 feet of water. Palestine, hybrid stripers are good on slabs and topwaters. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Tawakoni, black bass are good on hollow body frogs. Flipping jigs and Texas rig craws on docks. Hybrid bass are good on slabs and crappie are good on minnows. Texoma, now listen up close. Black bass are good on yellow magic topwaters and Texas rig worms. Crappie are good on minnows. Striped bass are good on slabs.
Before you go to Central Texas,
yes, sir.
Lake Whitney is now only 5 foot high, and that is a major improvement. That's about, I guess, around 13 feet of water that they've released.
Oh,
or the lakes come down about 13 feet into the Brazos River system. Go ahead with Central Texas.
Oh, and they're finally cleaning out the, I say that, the, what were big lakes by your house.
Yes.
Yeah. Those good old water impounding things, but finally getting some of that out, which is good.
Absolutely.
Okay, Lake Buchanan, crappie are good on minnows and curbs, crappie jigs over brush piles. Channel cats are good on live bait. Travis, we don't really have a report on them, but the water's still high, so that's always good.
Actually, it's just a few inches high.
It's 12 last week,
yeah, they've released a lot of water in the Colorado River because it was over 9 feet last week. To the coast we go, where bird activity on Calcasieu and Sabine have kept anglers happy on the south end of the lake. Still dealing with a little fresh water, but old reliable Captain Randy Foreman said that around the jetties the bite is picking up, and both out of Cameron as well as Sabine make a run to the short rigs, and there are some great trout in 25 to 35 feet of water. In Galveston Bay, fish under the freshwater around the reefs and along either side of the Houston Ship Channel. And West Galveston Bay has been a very good option if you fish from Karankawa Reef to San Luis Pass. Captain Nate Skinner, TOJ's Upper Coast editor, fished with Captain Nathan Bebout earlier this week over out of Sea Drift and fished Cedar Bayou, and he just came back and went, wow. Mm. And now this is a young guy that didn't know what it was like. He wasn't even born when I first started fishing it, But he came back and he goes, I've never seen anything this amazing. He said, it is truly, phenomenal. And they fished the surf, they fished the channels, they fished shorelines, and caught lots of good fish. Captain Alan Sifford in the Upper Laguna Madre in 4 feet water to the shore. He is fishing for trout and redfish, topwater baits, and bass assassin soft plastics. Port Mansfield, north up toward the land cut, continues to be good, as well as the grass beds around the Arroyo. And finally, out of Port Isabel, the intercoastal waterway out of Port Isabel continues to hold trout. Long Bar has scattered red and trout, and South Bay scattered trout, reds, and drum. Live shrimp, topwater baits, plastic, and cut bait.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are rated as a trio of poor days. Tuesday rebounds to fair. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday and next Saturday slip to fair. Next Sunday is a good day. This weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, look for game to become active from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Times will have continued to adjust, so by Friday and Saturday, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. Next Sunday, this feeding time will be from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, July the 11th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule.
On the hunting scene, our countdown to September 1st continues. We are now just a little over 7 weeks away. It's getting close. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to be practicing. We all need to be practicing. And javelina season continues through August 31st. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mark Sosin, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing saltwater editor, will be joining us. There it is, right after this.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terrascopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saluter and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas in an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association. No other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And it is what we call group participation time here on the program. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold enthusiastically saying...
Yes. Normally we shout it out, but now let's just whisper it with feeling. Hey, Port A.
As Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. And I tell you what, Port A, lots of tournaments going on. The wrap-up of the Deep Sea Roundup, 76th annual, I believe, is going on, wrapping up. Coming up in August, the Legends Billfish Classic. We've got the Outboard Owners Tournament. Plus, if you just want to get out and maybe you've been a little under the weather, you know, and you
you're
need to recuperate.
This, aren't you? Yeah, you're really liking this.
Yeah, you head to Port A. You know, it's a great place to recoup and regroup. You can go to their website for everything that's going on at portaransas.org or give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say,
hey, Port A, I should probably go down there and sweat this out.
You should. So you really should. And the salt air, you know.
Perfect.
Absolutely. I tell you what, it is a real pleasure mentioned at the top of the program. Knew this man from a long-running television series that I believe set the standard by which others are still compared, Mark Sosin, Saltwater Journal, and proud to have him as one of our contributing saltwater editors talking about things that many times you don't see in a regional publication. Plus, he's just a good guy. Mark, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. I hope you're feeling well this morning.
I'm doing very well, and thank you for inviting me back.
Absolutely. It's nice to hear someone with a little, you know, enthusiasm in their voice.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, Mark, this is Harold. I'm fighting a sinus, throat, and Lord knows what thing, so you have to bear with me.
Hey, listen, when I called you, I called you specifically because you have fished around the world, and you've probably seen just about everything and all your contacts with great charter boat captains. We've had a lot of fresh water over here that is now starting to abate, particularly on the upper coast from, say, Victoria, San Antonio Bay, on over toward Louisiana. And people struggle when that fresh water layers on top, and it does some crazy things to speckled trout and other saltwater species, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. We get the problem down here, too, at times. And the fish just have to move out of there. Certain species require more salt than others. Redfish seem to handle mixed water a lot better than some of the other species.
Yeah, we see that too, that's for sure. But on the other side of the equation is the benefit, the mixing of the fresh water, the brackish water that occurs, and the proliferation, the explosion of crabs, shrimp, other crustaceans, and bait fish that will benefit the estuary in the long run.
Absolutely.
Well, when in your fishing, I told you that I was going to ask you this, and I'm going to pick your brain on some things. You've traveled around the world, but you did a story for us this year that talked about when you go somewhere else, many times you will take baits that you have confidence in, and you're going to fish it elsewhere because you've got confidence. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, we were fishing in Luanda, Angola one time, and the guide said to us, he took us to a river, the Kwanza River, and he said, there's tarpon in here, but the only way to catch them is with a silver spoon, trolling a silver spoon. I said, can I use one of my plugs and just try it? And on the second cast with a mirror lure, I had a 100-pound tarpon in the air, and he looked at me, he said, now there's two ways to catch them. The point is this. You are familiar with your favorite lures. They work all over the world. The fish don't know the difference. Most of them are of a size of the typical bait fish that a lot of these predators eat. And you know how to retrieve them. You know how to get the most out of them. And that's what you want to use.
Yeah, there you go. That good advice. That is right there on the heels of, before we go to a break, of a question I think I ask you every time, and I love it. When you when we ask you what your favorite colors are, what are they?
Dark and light.
That's it. Hey, listen, we need to go to a break. If you would, hold on, Mark. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Mark Sosin right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Texas continues to grow. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. But the job is far from over. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Today and tomorrow, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Attention Texas, join hundreds of hunters and conservationists at the 13th annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Conroe Chapter Big Game Banquet, Saturday, July 16th at the Lone Star Convention Center. Attend and you could win one of several big game hunts or waterfowl and upland bird adventures, coastal fishing trips, family vacation, custom firearms, optics, wildlife and sporting art, plus much more. For ticket reservations, call 936-203-1647 or visit rmefhouston.com.
Now pay attention, okay? Time to get over to Carter's Country. We're talking about dove season starting on September 1st. What's that mean? It means practice, practice, practice. So you need to line up a federal ammunition. Now, for your shotgun, they've got everything you need. Also, of course, rifle and pistol. But for practice, I suggest the estate line of shotgun shells that they have because they're just so darn cheap, but they're so good, okay? But right now, they do have a sale going on, federal premium tactical ammo, the 5.56. On sale, $7.97 a box. Get them now, friends. You can get a 500-round case for only $189.97. Also, they got a group they formed. I love this. Gun Dealers for Responsible Citizens. That kind of cool. Anyway, give them a call or check them online or check the ads they have every Thursday in the Chronicle. Excuse me. Trying to hold off on that one. There's four locations in the greater Houston area, by the way. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
I noticed that they're coming up soon with an online version to expand their market even larger.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Our guest today is Mark Sosin. Many of you remember him from, how many years was Saltwater Journal on TV, Mark? 30?
27.
Wow. I still have DVDs of that and some CDs that you burned on your knot tie, and that still great.
You know, when I started, Bill, they told me I wouldn't make it to the second year. But I didn't know any better, so I just kept going.
Yeah, that's persistence, you know. That's great. Want to go back to visiting about where you have fished around the world, and I guess with all the places that you've been, all that you have written about in your career, is there one place that really stands out that, say, was a favorite or a surprise?
You know, I give this answer and people look at me like I lost my mind. Certainly there are great places in the world to fish, and the fishing is fantastic. But I tell them Miami, Florida is my favorite place, and I'll tell you why. I can go offshore 3 or 4 miles. The Gulf Stream is right there. I can catch a variety of offshore species, including sailfish. I can fish Biscayne Bay, which is the doorstep of Miami, and catch bonefish, permit, tarpon, and 20 other species. And an hour from there, I can go in Everglades National Park and catch sea trout, redfish, and a bunch of other stuff. So, and I can stay in a 5-star hotel and eat in the best restaurants, and it's easy to get to.
Yeah, and if you live somewhere else other than that part of Florida, yeah, it is easy to get to. I mean, from here in Texas, there's great flights.
You know, I've fished the Texas coast, and that's got some great fishing. I used to say that the mouth of the Mississippi was probably one of the most unsung places in the world to catch fish.
Yeah, well, those that go out of Venice, Louisiana, certainly will, you know, attest to that as well. So many people, it's interesting you mentioned Miami, and I know that Captain Bouncer Smith is someone that you hang with all the time, and I'm always curious about some of the techniques, particularly offshore fishing, the use of kites over there where we don't see that here, and people don't tend to use it, and that's one of the things when I get my new offshore boat that I want to try to do is some kite fishing and see if we can replicate that here in Texas coastal waters.
You know, I've never understood why even the freshwater angler doesn't use a kite. I mean, if you want to get a bait into places where you can't get the boat and you can't cast or anything else, you fly a kite, you drop the bait off of there, you can put it anywhere you want. And we've used it inland, inshore. I've used it on sharks. I've used it on a bunch of stuff. It's a great technique.
Sure. You know, from a marketing standpoint, the Florida Keys does a great job of promoting themselves all the way through the chain, Isla Marana Marathon down to Key West. And I've heard you say this before about waters out of Miami and Biscayne Bay, close to Miami, that you've really got kind of the same thing and lots of options without the drive and the hassle of going down the Keys Highway, right?
Yeah, you do. I mean, there's good places all over. And then you go to some of these other countries, and certain species are fabulous there. But when you ask me a question, and I tell you Miami, I'm looking at a laundry list of species that are very close and available to the angler, and he doesn't have to be in some forsaken lodge in the middle of nowhere and take five flights to get into it.
With the experience, when we travel, and with you gain experience by doing, anything in your career that has surprised you, that you went somewhere and you went, wow, I didn't know that, or that's different, or that was unexpected? Anything like that?
Well, excuse me. You got to go with a plan B and a plan C. Even though a place is known for something, you might not be able to get it. I think of one thing. We were fishing in Panama. This is when fly fishing for sailfish was in its infancy, and I had a guy with me who wanted to catch one, and we were bottom fishing. We didn't have any tackle, and we had to tease this fish, and I took a Coca-Cola bottle and tied a line on it and dragged it behind the boat, and 15 minutes later, I had a sailfish trying to eat a Coca-Cola bottle. In the same way, you know, I bet a guy I could catch one on a cigar, which I did, and another time I caught one on a plastic worm that the bass fishermen use.
Oh, wow. You know what? There is another book that you have to write on things like this. That would be great.
Yeah.
Speaking of books, you still have your any of your books that are available for folks to buy?
I don't know. I'm not promoting them anymore. I did when I was on television. They have just come out. They've taken two of my books and have republished them. And one of them is Through the Fish's Eye, and that's a classic.
Right.
And if you can find the new version, it's now in paperback. Get it and read it. It tells you an awful lot. And the other one is Practical Fishing Knots, and they've republished that with new drawings.
Yeah, Mark, let me ask something real quick. I got the voice for it. You talked about things that have always worked for you. But in your career, one or two things stand out as far as innovations in fishing tackle?
Yeah, you know, I think the rods are made wrong.
Okay.
Well, the butts are too long. And when you fight a fish, your arms are totally extended out there, and it hurts your shoulders and your arms and fatigue and everything else. Most of mine are custom built because I have short butts, and my elbows are down at my sides.
There you go. The leverage and let the rod work for you, right?
Saltwater fly fishing today, I watch most guys now reeling with their secondary hand. If they're right-handed, they reel with their left hand. Well, we never did that because when you fought a fish, you wanted your primary hand. You can turn faster, and you can turn longer without fatigue. Stuff like that.
That sounds like common sense.
Hey.
Imagine that, huh?
Bill, you asked me about water temperature. You still want to talk about that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we just got about a minute and a half to go. So, yeah, let's touch on water temperature because temperatures are on the rise.
Fish are very sensitive to water temperature. Some species can tell the difference of 1/50th of a degree. And even 1 degree is an awful lot for a fish. They can tell the difference. Each species has preferences and tolerances. Beyond the tolerances, they're going to die, so they get out of there. And you got to look for the preferences. And one of the things that most people don't do is take water temperature. The cooler the temperature, the slower the fish is going to respond, the shorter he's going to chase a bait, and the longer it takes him to digest food. So you got to know these things and adjust your approach to what the water temperature is.
Sounds like a good topic for another column in Texas Outdoors Journal.
I'll keep it in mind.
Very good. Hey, listen, as always, we enjoy visiting with you. All the best to you, and we're going to visit again soon, okay?
I'll look forward to it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, we'll be right back right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the US. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, we'll see if I can get through it. Okay. July 15th, Cypress Creek Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraising Banquet in Gilmer. Info 903-399-8450. Blunt Spurs, Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraiser in Palestine on the 15th. Info 903-229-3883. July 15 to 17, Outboard Fishing Tournament in Port A. Fishing tournament for boats powered exclusively by Outboard Motors. And activity is going to be at the Port Aransas Civic Center and the Municipal Harbor. For info, go to outboardfishingtournament.com or 361-749-4923. July 16th, the 13th Annual Conroe Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe, 936-203-1647. And July 16th, Go Fish, Learn to Fish event at Butcher State Park in Smithville. Families can learn the basics of fishing through fun hands-on activities. Equipment and bait are provided, or you can bring your own. No license is necessary. Call them at 512-581-0377 and go to one of those great events in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand.
It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that truck over to Carter's Country. Load up right now the Ruger American Predator. Fabulous rifle in .308 or .65 Creedmoor. Only $419.97. You got money left over to slap a good scope on top of that puppy. The Zeiss Terra, they've got the 3-9 .42, only $239.97. One of my calibers, favorites, always been .45-70. And then they got the Marlin 18.95, and they got the Cowboy Big Loop lever action, just like John Wayne. 18.5-inch barrel, pistol grip on it, 6-shot, .45-70, outstanding, $669.97. AR fans, well, you can still get them. The Colt AR-15 carbine, only $679.97. Just some of the great values going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country straight shooting since 1961.
I want to thank our guest today, renowned saltwater writer Mark Sosin, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing saltwater editor. Just a wealth of information.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you get to feeling better.
Yes, I'd like to be back next week.
Yes, would like for you to be back. We'd like for our folks to be back, so you all be safe.
That's right. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, and you stay well, okay, and stay safe so you can join us next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.